So tell us about your experiences with the media.
So my name's Rod. I'm an alcoholic in recovery. I've just passed my 8th birthday of recovery. So I've got a kind of mixed bag, like a lot of people, of experiences with the media. And it's something that I embraced very enthusiastically in early recovery. And I don't think I'm alone in wanting to tell my story, wanting other people to know how excellent it is to be in recovery. And also, I don't think I'm alone in being quite naive around my experiences with the media. So for me, my first engagement with the media was having a small piece published in the Times in 2015. And I was really only a year in my recovery journey. I remember being very enthusiastic about it and being quite excited, a little bit egotistical around getting my name in the paper. And when I read the piece, I remember being a little bit disappointed in the translation between what I had said and what came out from the output from the journalist. So for me, it was the use of some stigmatizing language. It was a slight twist in the narrative around exactly what I had said. And it was using descriptions of me that I wasn't quite comfortable with. And I think that would be, for me, my biggest piece of learning around engaging with the media is losing control of the narrative. That is my big message, because every time I have engaged with journalists, other than when I did a small piece on TV, I've been disappointed with what came out. And if I could give anybody advice around doing this, whether it's a journalist or somebody in recovery who wants to share the story, it would generally be quite positive in that it's really good to have visible recovery. It's personally very important to me that people know about my story and the fact that recovery from addiction is possible in Scotland, but be very careful around losing control of the narrative, because what often comes back isn't quite what you said. So in terms of my experience, I had that small piece published in the Times. I had a small piece in the local newspapers where I live in the Scottish Borders, which was around getting an award from the Scottish Parliament. Which was interesting because I lost total control of that narrative, and it really painted out a different picture than the one I wanted. I had an in-depth piece in the Scotsman around minimum pricing when that came out, I think in 2017, which again was really good mostly, but some of it was the use of inappropriate language, and again it was kind of mixed around the way I felt about it. Best experience I've had was doing a little piece on the local news around the use of antidepressants for people in recovery, which was, I was really pleased with that. It was very sympathetically edited, and because it was my words said by me, I was really happy with what I had said, and I was also really happy with the bits they edited when I said kind of stupid things, which we all do. So I think generally speaking, my advice to journalists is to be aware, because for me, my enthusiasm, my naivety around engaging with the media, I think could bite a lot of people when they see what's written about them. And I think my advice to any journalist who is engaging with somebody in recovery, particularly people in early recovery, is to go through all the positives and negatives of having your story out there, in terms of it being out there permanently, just ensuring that people are really ready for any kind of fallout there might be, which I wasn't. and there was some fallout from family members and people in my local community, and nothing drastic, you know. Some of it was quite funny, but and I'm quite happy to tell you about that. But that's kind of the gist of my story, really.
What was good about sharing your story?
The good thing about sharing my story, it goes back to some of the stuff I just said really around, it has always been important for me to get recovery, visible recovery out there, particularly in my local community. So I live in a very rural part of the South Borders in Scotland, where we are not the most forward-thinking people. And generally, I think people with addictions would rather it was hidden and people didn't know. There's a lot of stigma around people who use drugs and alcohol in our communities. So for me, I've always wanted to say, actually, being in recovery is a really positive thing. But interestingly, you know, so going back to the wee bit of TV that I did, and it was just a little bit, but it was really interesting for me, because a few days after that, or I think the next day, I was out in the local village where I live, and I was putting my bin out the next day for the bin men to take away, and I met the old lady who lives two doors up from me, who I've lived next door to for 20 years. And she said, "Oh, I saw you on the TV last night." And I said, "Oh, that did you? That was nice." Yeah. And she said, "I never knew you were an alcoholic." And I said, "Well, there you go, you know now." And she said, "Yeah, but you don't look like one." So for me, that was really interesting, you know, because it was around challenging somebody's perceptions of what an alcoholic looks like, and somebody actually realizing that it could be anybody. It could be a member of your family. It could be your brother, your sister, your best friend who's affected by addiction. And that was massively powerful. And the more stuff like that we can do, I think, the better, particularly in the, you know, in the terrible state that we're in just now with drug deaths. So just a little positive spin on my experiences, which have generally been very good, but I think we have to be really careful as people in recovery around thinking it through.
If you could give any piece of advice to a journalist who's going to be reporting on addiction or recovery, what would it be personally for you? What would it be?
It would be 100% clarity around the message that the person in recovery wants to give out. 100% clarity around being sure that that is definitely what they want to do. Because, and what I mean by that is, for me, I think some stuff I've done in the past around some media stuff, particularly the article that I had in Scotsman, I probably wouldn't do that again. And if I was to do it again, I would want to want to see it and have some input to it before it was published, which most journalists are not keen to do, and that certainly the journalists were. And it was a very sympathetic piece, don't get me wrong. It wasn't attacking me in any way, but there were some use of language. There were some descriptions of me that I was uncomfortable about, and I think that it's important to double check with people exactly what it is you're saying about them, and make sure that's okay with them. And I have said previously, you know, my first piece of advice to people in recovery around doing press and PR and all that would be, don't do it. You know that, and I have said that to numerous people, because I hear some horror stories around people being manipulated and the story not being quite right and all that. So, but I think for journalists, it's be absolutely sure that people, you're saying what people want you to say.